Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
We have to be alert, be sober minded, be alert at all times. For your enemy, Satan is roaming around looking for someone to devour, but we don't have to be that someone.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the Word.
In John 14, verse 27, a New King James Version, it says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. He says, Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You know, we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that as long as we're on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I have an enemy, and his name is Satan, the deceiver. He's also known as the accuser of the brethren, meaning he complains. He goes every day. He complains against those that believe in God. All of us that believe in God, Satan is having a field day every day complaining to God about each and every one of us. And you think, well, how could he do that? There's millions and trillions of people, but he does. We think there's a lot, but everybody that says they're a Christian is not a Christian.
All right.
You know, he says you'll know them by their fruit.
All right.
And if they're not bearing good fruit, he's going to say, I don't know you.
That's right.
And I don't want to be one of those that he says, I don't know you. I want to be known as good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Not that. You know, so we want to be careful that we truly have given our heart to Jesus. But it says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. Hallelujah. He has been cast down. And verse 11 says, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. On declarations, it's very important that you start your day, end your day with declarations, yes. You know, declaring what you're going to, you know, I declare today that I shall be blessed coming in, going out in the city and in the field. I declare today that no weapon formed against me this day shall prosper. And I declare today and thank you, Lord, that you've got your angels encamped around and about me, you know, and they're protecting me. They will lift me up in their hands lest I dash my foot against a stone. You know, and I thank you, Lord, that my seed shall be delivered. Some of my seed have not and some will. But I have a promise. You have a promise. If you have children that have not received Christ, because he said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered as the righteous of God in Christ Jesus, I am. And if you are, then that promise is for you. He also tells us that blessed is the fruit of our womb.
Yes.
And so we just keep praying. We keep praying and ask the Lord to attract them to him and command Satan to take the blinders off of their eyes, because according to 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world,
yes.
And that he has put blinders on the non-believers so they can't see the truth. They can't see the truth. You know, we keep talking to them and we talk a language they don't understand.
Right.
But we have to talk to them with a language that they do understand, and that's love. That God is love. And he's not looking to punish them. He's looking to love them. He wants them to be part of the family. And we have to do that. And Satan also knows, like I said, is known as the god of this world, as it says right here in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan, who is the god of this world, that's a little g, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. He says they are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. You know, we wonder why people do the things they do. And our world is so crazy. And these people are making these decisions that are so crazy, that is so far out there. And we wondered, how in the world can they do that? Well, we have to understand that the god of this world, Satan, has put blinders on them. They don't see the truth like we do. When we became Christians, the blinders came off. And we can see the glory of God. But they can't see the glory of God. And so we need to pray for them. The Bible tells us to pray for those that persecute you. Pray for your enemies. And these are enemies. You know, and so we have to be careful. They don't understand the message. Like I said, about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God, because Satan has blinded their eyes. God's children need the fivefold ministry to teach them so they won't be deceived. They need all of the teachers. I'm a teacher. Don't apologize for being a teacher, because that's what God called me to do. Sometimes it turns into preaching, but it's a teacher. But he has teachers, he has pastors, he has evangelists, he has everything. He has everything covered. He's prophets, prophetess. He's got it all covered. But the church needs it all. He needs all these gifts. The church also needs all the gifts that he's given you too. He didn't only just give the fivefold ministry gifts. He gave the whole church gifts. He said he's given you every gift. The Bible says every gift, I think in John, pertaining to life and godliness. So he's given you everything. But the good news is, as Jesus said, he saw Satan fall like lightning. I like that. I like that. In Luke 10:18, it says, yes, Jesus told his disciples, he said, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. In verse 19, he says, and behold, he said, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, he says, will injure you. And let me read this same scripture to you from the Easy Read version, okay? It says in verse 17, it says, when the 72 followers came back from their trip, they were very happy. They said, Lord, even the demons obeyed us when we used your name. Think about that. Jesus saw Satan fall, he said, like lightning. And in verse 19, and the other said, Jesus said, he is the enemy. But you know, I want you to listen to this. You might want to write some of these down. Jesus said, he is the enemy, but know that I have given you more power than he has. I'll say that again. He is the enemy, but know that I have given you more power than he has. I have given you the power to crush his snakes and scorpions under your feet. And nothing, and I capitalized that, nothing, he says, will hurt you. He said, even the spirits obey you. And you can be happy, he said. Yes. Not because you have this power. You don't want to be happy because you have this power. He says, but you want to be happy. He said, you're happy because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Got your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise the Lord. And according to Colossians 1:13, it says here that he has rescued you from the domain of darkness and transferred you into the kingdom of his dear Son. Praise the Lord. I think that is some shouting news. I like that. I repeat that verse a lot, so I know some of them by heart and some I don't. But I just thank God that I've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, out of the pit of hell, into the kingdom of his dear Son. You know, my point is, yes, there is a thief. There's a liar and a deceiver out there looking to destroy you. And as I said before, as long as we're here on this earth and until Jesus returns, you and I are going to have an enemy. He is going to be here until Jesus comes to get us. Some of us here sitting here today will be here when Jesus comes. Could be. Could be. I don't know that. But could very well be, because he says he doesn't know, you know, he doesn't know when he's coming. Only God knows. He said, but he's coming like a thief in the night. And he's coming like in a blink of an eye. So he could come while you're in church. He could come while you're working or sleeping at night. But there's some that's going to be left behind. I don't want to be one of those.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, I thank you that you truly are our protector, our refuge, high tower, and our hiding place, and you will deliver us from our enemies. Lord, with you on our side, we have no need to fear the terror of the night nor the arrows that fly by day. You have given us instructions how to stand against the wiles of the devil, and Satan has no legal rights to attack us. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been set free. For whom the Son sets free is absolutely free. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you that being set free in our faith means that we are no longer chained to our sins. We are free to accept your forgiveness and grace when we mess up or we fall short. Praise God. Help us to understand, Lord, that when we're in a battle, that you are right here to fight them for us. For our physical strength and our human best is not enough. We need the power of our God, the God of battles, the Lord of the armies, the Lord of hosts. And Lord, you are the one that we put our trust in. Bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.